All right, hello. On this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, we welcome Kenna DeValor, a poet, publisher, and vibrant voice behind Disco Fruit, a new poetry collection bursting with queer joy, identity, and shimmering expression. Kenna is also the founder and editor-in-chief of Flower Mouth Press, a nonprofit literary magazine amplifying diverse Gen Z voices since 2019. We explore the roots of their creative journey, how Flower Mouth has grown into a global platform for writing and art, and what it means to create space for fluidity and raw humanity in literature. Welcome, Kenna. It's so great to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much.
So tell me about Disco Fruit. It's such like an interesting title. It's so evocative. Where did that come from? Tell me a little bit more about it.
Oh, thank you so much. So I went to a little creative retreat in Lackawaxen, Pennsylvania. So it's in the Poconos, and they have the most cutest cafe in there. It's like right on the cusp between like New York State and Pennsylvania. And it was a queer friendly cafe, and they had a disco ball. And I was eating fruit in the cafe, and I just was like, wow, this would be such a cool name for a poetry collection. And then I actually wrote the title poem in that cafe that same day. And I just was like, yeah, I think clubbing is part of queer nightlife and just community. So I thought it was a cool title and different than any other poetry collection that I've ever heard before. So
that is amazing. And nobody cares about this, but I grew up right by Narrowsburg. Like, I grew up in the town next to it. I knew people who we used to like go up there and hang out. So it's bizarre to hear someone mention the word or the town Narrowsburg, New York. And I knew immediately what you're talking about.
So, it's cute. Great.
I love like pulling that stuff from the ether as well. You know what I mean? Just like when inspiration strikes, it's amazing. So let's learn more about you. I know that you're a Lehigh Valley native, but before you got into Flower Mouth Press, before you founded that and wrote Disco Fruit, kind of get us up to speed on your life. Who is Kenna?
I grew up in Coopersburg, Pennsburg area. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents who taught me a lot about opera and writing. They had me reading at a really young age, so I loved books since I was little. I'm an alumni of the Lehigh Valley Charter High School of the Arts. I was a vocal major, been a little bit hard because they had just added it right as I was leaving. So it would have been a little bit hard to switch my major last minute, but I'm like so proud of all the lit students at Charter Arts because they are brilliant. And I just really love the arts since I was little. It was always something that I always thought about, and I would write little stories in, you know, notes. I would, as soon as I got an iPod Touch, I would write little poems in the notes app, like the first of many notes in the notes app. I would carry little journals around. I would sketch a lot. I just was a very artsy kid, and it kind of led to where I am today for sure. And also living with a grandfather who has unfortunately has passed away. He taught me everything about art and writing and reading. So having that as a constant inspiration has been just the catalyst to who I am. So
that's great. I'm sorry to hear that, but that's great that you're able to run. I mean, you founded this literary arts magazine in 2019. Can you talk a little bit about Flower Mouth Press? You know, what is that? I'm going to bring it back on screen here, but just to like bring us up to speed to what this is. Now, I'm old now, but, you know, we used to put zines, right?
Yes, zines.
Back in the day. And it was a lot of fun. And it just reminds me so much of like chapbooks and stuff that we used to do. So tell me more about Flower Mouth Press. I want to learn more about it.
Totally love zines, and I just love zines so much. And before, so Flower Mouth Press 2019, but it only really began to blow up in I would want to say 2024 because 2019 I had first started it, and it was just me, and I was like, how do I even start a magazine? And originally it was going to be a queer only magazine, and then I lost the password. I lost the password, and I just was just, I, it kind of was a defunct idea from then on. And one day post COVID, I look at my phone and I'm just like, I think I remember Flower Mouth Press's password out of the blue, just
Was it in the iPod Touch notes?
That's long gone. That's long gone. So I typed it in, it was there. And I just thought to myself, if I really want to make this work, I have to make it more broad for not only a set community, but I want it to be diverse for other communities as well. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's so important to uplift, especially young voices. So that's just kind of what I did from there. I kind of broadened everything, but I still made it Gen Z only. And I'm pretty strict about that. So it's been pretty good with just getting Gen Z voices. And that's like people from, I think, 13 to 28 currently. Definitely love where it's going. And we got some pretty good followers so far. I think we have 2,500 right now. We're a nonprofit. We're a fiscal sponsored nonprofit through Humanitarian Social Innovations. In Beth believed in our vision, and it's just been great and so wonderful.
And I mean, I see a lot of the merch that you have available. This is a physical thing and also online, or?
Yeah, so just to make it more accessible for everybody, we have it as digital, and we give each person who gets accepted into our mag a free digital copy. And then we also have a copy as well, request it and want to purchase it. We do have merch via Bonfire, because then the royalties mainly go back to us because we're a nonprofit. And we also sell like stickers and stuff and ways to get, I think, Red Bulls, where we sell our stickers. We also go to zine fairs. We went to Pittsburgh Zine Fair last year, and that was so fun. We had such a great
Let's talk about Disco Fruit itself, because that's Kenna, right? So
yeah.
What, you know, I mean, clearly we want people to purchase it. To read it, but if you could give us kind of a idea of what people can expect from it and what went into it.
Oh, well, it really had to do with identity as a person and binary person. It had to do with me coming into myself and the struggles that I had to face in order to kind of come face to face with who I was, and things like letters to lost loves that I've had in past years. There's letters to myself when I was young. There's things that I've had to deal with growing up, just like traumas and a lot of romanticized view of my childhood and the person that I was in the past into who I am now. I really love it because this was the most vulnerable and just putting myself out there.
And so is it a collection? Is it like short stories and poems and you know, journal entries and that sort of thing? Is it a mixed bag?
I would say mainly poems. I would say like 99.9% poems. And then there's like one mini short story that less than words. It's about being a pageant kid.
like a pageant kid, like in the beauty pageant kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
So
Is that something that you did?
Yeah. I was a pageant kid until I was about 16. I only did it for a very short time, but it was something that never really resonated with me. It was that I liked the beauty and the fashion aspect. It was very performative, honestly, and it felt very like I was putting on a mask being myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. So. Well, that's interesting. So with this, you put this together over, you know, multiple years, I'm guessing. What is it? Have you already released it? Are you doing any sort of, you know, book releases or signings or anything like that? What's your process?
Yeah. So actually I came out with it. So I wrote Disco, the first poem that any, I want to say in August of 2024, and I released it in May, 2025. And I've been going to some cafes and doing signings and showing my wares and having people buy my book. I've had family. It's on Barnes and Noble online. So if you just search up Disco Fruit Barnes and Noble, it should. And people have been buying it and telling me what they think. And it's been so sweet. And everyone's been so kind. And I just like going to cafes, being able to host and be mics where I can read my book. And then some people are just like, do you have a book on you right now? And I'm like, yeah, I have a little tote bag full of my books right now. And some people do buy them, and I get so excited and I get so happy. The first thing that people say is like, oh, this cover and this title, it's so different. And I get so hyped up. I'm like, yay.
Gen Z gets a bad rap for not a good reason. You know, it's just how it's been. Like, we got a bad rap, the young gen. But it's great to see, because they think so much, oh, these kids are on their phones all the time. And listen, they're not the ones who made the phones, right? But what is it? What are your thoughts on continuing to be someone who's interested in literary fiction, nonfiction, poetry? Do you see your generation still continuing to embrace that medium and art form? And I mean, clearly you are, your friends are, you know, what are your thoughts on?
I definitely had a lot of hope going into my MFA program at university. Starting my program initially in August, I just went to my residency in June. And to see young people just like me be just so passionate about writing, it's so, 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 so inspiring. And meeting people age, being nerds about reading and writing, I'm just like, yeah, I think we're going to be fine. And I actually went back to the Lehigh Valley Charter High School of the Arts to talk about my book and publish. And seeing the lit kids, their faces just light up when I give them a prompt or to talk to them about how it is to be a writer in today's workspace. It's so, so inspiring, and it's my heart so happy to see young people get so excited and are so concerned, many concerns about where technology is headed with folks and the art world. I always tell people that art is community and community is art, and I just think that it's so relevant. And
yeah, I mean, we don't have to go down the AI rabbit hole, but I do have, you know, I have theories though. It's like you can't, for you to create is like the same as like, I need to drink water, right? Like for some people, it's like that. And you create things from that that the AI could never do because of where it's coming from. So that's why I think it's so important. And I have faith in you guys. Like, I think you're going to do much better than we've done. So that's great to hear. What's coming up then? Obviously, you want people to purchase Disco Fruit, and they can find it on Barnes & Noble. You can Google. We're going to have the link available here in the show notes. Is there anything else people should know about Flower Mouth Press coming up? Or
yeah. Right now, we are open for submissions at Flower Mouth Press on Instagram. And we just made .org website, flowermouthpress.org. So if you want to look at our bare bones site, that's super cute and still thriving. it's just flowers.org. And we are open for editions. It's edition number 3, which is summertime nostalgia, which is really appropriate for now time. And I just want people to explore that early feeling where everything's just a little colorful, more colorful than it is now. And, you know, playing with, you know, silly little toys that, you know, like Tamagotchis and pet shops and fun cards and stuff like that. And like that nostalgia of summer's past is super cool to expand upon. So that's why I picked that. And just submit anything that could be printable, because we are print and digital, but right now we don't, you know, support at least audio for now. It would be super like a playlist for print things only. And yeah, just go over to the website, go on to Instagram, submit, and we'll be happy to review and look at your in writing. Yeah.
That's so awesome. I love it. I love that there's an outlet for this. We'll make sure all those links are available in the show notes. You'll be proud of me. We were at a festival in Phoenixville, Blobfest, actually. It's about it's the Blob movie from the 50s.
Oh, amazing.
I bought a cassette tape from a new band, like for my cassette tape player.
Awesome.
Like, you know, it's alive and well. I love it. The spirit is there. The vibe is good.
It is so good. I'm so glad that people are getting into physical media again, because I feel like with things being so digital, I like to hold things in my hands. I have use it, but I just love holding books. There's just something about it, and no hate to people who use Kindle. I mean, it is wonderful, and it's so nice to just have it, take it out of your bag, and read. But I just love the bolts.
I'm a pragmatic person. Like, we're gonna have screens forever, right? But it doesn't mean books go away. It's just I prefer to read with a book, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. But I agree with you too. If you like reading on a Kindle or Power Chi, it hurts my eyes. But Jenna, this is great. It was so nice to meet you, and I wish you all the best. Hopefully we'll talk again when you have another book coming out. But be sure to check out all that stuff in the show notes, Flower Mouth Press, and look up Disco Fruit by Kenna DeValor. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
week, thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.